It's Tuesday, December 6th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. More encouraging feedback from you, the listeners, at the end of this newscast. The state of Ohio is considering a bill that would allow pastors to refuse to officiate weddings that are unbiblical. The bill would also allow pastors to restrict the use of their church buildings to God-glorifying marriages. After the Pastor Protection Act passed the House committee, The Worldview spoke to Pastor Mark Robinette of Foundation Fellowship Church in Ohio about the bill. He said the pastors are waiting with bated breath on the outcome.
I know for sure that Ohio pastors are greatly concerned about this issue, and the thought that our lawmakers could protect us from this is very, very encouraging.
Pastor Robinette said this is a very relevant issue at regular pastor meetings.
When I heard about this House bill, I was very excited because ministers in our area, every time we get together, this subject comes up, and we're wondering which of us may have to do some jail time to do what is right before the eyes of the Lord.
Two Arizona Christian artists, Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski, may face 6 months in jail and a $2,500 fine for standing on their biblical beliefs and refusing to create invitations for a homosexual wedding, according to The Blaze. The Christian artists have been accused of violating a Phoenix ordinance forbidding discrimination against homosexuals. Wycliffe Associates reports that Bible translators in other countries are more in danger of persecution than ever before. Bruce Smith, the CEO of the ministry, testified that the spiritual opposition is on the upswing in many countries that oppose Christianity. Some of the areas in which persecution is increasing are Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. Mark 13:13 says, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." Pray for our brothers and sisters that they would stand fast. Chip and Joanna Gaines from the HGTV show Fixer Upper have been supported by 31,000 people after their pastor, Jimmy Siebert, was attacked for preaching about biblical marriage. The Family Research Council petition says, quote, "I stand with Pastor Siebert in his conviction about the biblical view of marriage and commend him for his courage in speaking the truth, even when it's controversial," unquote. You can add your name to that petition at our website, theworldview.com, in the transcript of today's newscast. Pastor Siebert testified that this has actually been a blessing for the church. He said that the page views for the church website have drastically increased, which means that more people are seeking the truth. Congressman Steve Russell, a Republican from Oklahoma, stated he has received confirmation that President-elect Donald Trump will ensure religious-based organizations and charities do not lose federal contracts if their hiring policies exclude homosexuals, according to the Christian Post. Dr. Ben Carson has been nominated by President-elect Donald Trump as the Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Pro-lifers are grateful because Dr. Carson is a staunch pro-life advocate. His nomination follows that of pro-life Governor Nikki Haley as Trump's UN ambassador. After his resolution to amend Italy's constitution from 315 members in the upper chamber to 100 was soundly defeated, Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has officially stepped down from his post. The group American Atheists is encouraging people to skip church on Christmas with a new billboard that says, quote, "Atheist Christmas. The more, the merrier," unquote. Sadly, it is not new that men and women by nature do not love the name of Jesus Christ. John 1:11 says of Jesus' own people, "He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him." But don't forget the next two verses. "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Last Christmas season, Southland Christian Church in Kentucky shared a video of children telling the Christmas story. The creative video, told from the perspective of kids, was obviously captivating. The video went viral, receiving 24 million views, according to Christian Headlines. The church has received positive feedback from people around the world who've watched it. And we've got it linked in our newscast transcript here at theworldview.com. Check it out. We're still looking for your testimonials about what the Worldview in 5 minutes means to you. Email your feedback to Adam at theworldview.com in 2 to 10 sentences, along with your full name, city, and state. Judah Marks, a millennial homeschool father of 4 under the age of 5, wrote, quote, "Each day at work, I play the Worldview and Generations Radio at my workstation in the back corner of a warehouse. Co-workers who come by my workstation hear the Bible-centered message. I love hearing news from an unwavering Christian perspective. Thank you for the work that you do for King Jesus." Unquote. Thank you, Judah, for listening and spreading the word. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, December 6th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.